Good morning, pet. Step away from the door. Up against the wall. You know the drill. I know I'm a little early this morning. My husband's still asleep in bed, so we'll have to be extra quiet today. Here, I brought you some food. No. You know how I like to watch you eat. You can hold the bowl on your own time. Get down on your hands and knees, like the dog you are. Humans are stubborn and rebellious. Dogs are loyal. You want to be loyal to me, don't you? And show me how good of a puppy you can be, or I'll hit you with the crop again. Such a good boy for me. I remember how much you fought me in the early days. You even tried to starve yourself, remember? I had to hold you down and shove the food down your throat. How many times do you think we had to play that game before you realized there was no point resisting me? I'm so glad we're past that. I'm so glad you came to realize how much you need me. After all, I'm the one who feeds you, who brings you blankets when it's cold, who keeps this roof above your head. The only one who breaks up the monotony of you being locked in here all the time and frees your cock from chastity. I had to pay for this shed and the locks myself, you know. Have I told you that? I'm sure I must have before. My husband never saw the value in having a place to keep our tools since he's never put any work into the house himself. After years of him never even opening the doors, I realized it would be the perfect place to keep a very special little tool of mine. A special little tool that I can fuck and use in ways he'd never let me. My pet lives right under his nose, and he'll never find out. I don't think he's even clever enough to suspect anything. I don't know why I'm rambling like this today. I'm just a little fed up with him right now. But that's why I've got you. Why I own you. Do you even remember who you used to be before you came here? Before I made you mine? You were a worthless, friendless, useless loser. But now you belong to me. Now you have a purpose, and that's keeping me happy. Doesn't it feel so good every time you please me? Well, I know how bad it feels when you displease me. I make sure of that. But I know that even if I didn't punish you, it hurts you on the inside to know when you disappoint me. After all, I sacrifice and risk so much for you, having to sneak around to see you, hiding the extra food that I buy for you. You know, my marriage would be over if he were to find out. Not just that, I'd probably be arrested, and then you'd never see me again. It's all worth it to be with you, of course, but it makes me so much happier when you cooperate and make everything easier. When you're a good pet for me, and show your appreciation for all that I provide. I think I could use a little appreciation right now. Kiss my feet. Worship me and the ground I walk on. Because I am your everything. You are nothing without me. Don't you ever forget that. Good boy. Now get up on your knees. Kiss my ass, pet. Not like that, you little prude. I didn't ask for a peck on the cheek. Kiss it like you mean it. Make out with my asshole. Get that tongue in there. Yeah. That's it. Worship my ass, pet. I am a fucking goddess to you. And you're just the lucky miscreant who happened to catch my eye one day. I want you to think of all the grateful words you want to say to me and stop them right before they pass your lips. Your lips and tongue can express them to me as you eat my ass. That's a good boy. Who said you could put your tongue on my pussy? Ah, you thought I'd like it. What I like is my slave doing what he's told and only what he's told. I know I like having my pussy eaten. I fucking love it, but you don't get to decide that you're worthy of licking it after I've instructed you to worship my ass. If you can't control yourself, oh, you can. Then prove it. Tilt your head back. I'm going to grind your face into my cunt until I come. Your lips are going to stay sealed, closed the entire time. If you even get so much as a drop of my honey inside your mouth or on your tongue, you'll be fucking sorry you did. Oh, you wish you were licking this pussy right now. Don't you? I can feel how badly you want to stick your tongue out. You want to get it all the way inside me, teasing my entrance, parting the folds as it slips past them, flicking, sucking on my clit. Me too, pet. Oh, me too. But because you decided to misbehave, you've got to prove to me that you can follow orders. Oh, I can see your cock straining against that cage. It wants so badly to be freed. I can't even imagine how hard you'd be if I were to take that cage off. Well, you don't get to be. Not until you earn it. Oh. Oh. You know, if you really loved me, you wouldn't be able to control yourself. You'd have started pleasuring me with that tongue long ago. I guess your heart really isn't mine after all. Such a shame. Oh. You look so fucking confused. That little head of yours isn't used to thinking. But you've kept that tongue and those lips off my dripping pussy. That's a good boy. You don't need to think. You just have to do what I say. Are you gonna be able to control yourself? Are you gonna be able to keep yourself under control when I come on your face? Is my little puppy gonna be able to resist licking the cum off himself after I soak him with me? He'd fucking better. He'd fucking better if he knows what's good for him. If he's been trained properly. Well, we'll find out soon enough. Because I'm gonna come all over his little face. Right. I see those lips are still closed, and I never felt that tongue of yours. Such a good boy for me. You really are all mine. Body and soul, aren't you? Actually, I think I've thought of a way to make your body mine forever. Get up against the wall. We're gonna use the restraints again. Oh, I don't need them. Are you sure? Ah. Are you really so devoted to me that you'll do anything I ask of you without resisting? Then get up against the fucking wall and don't make me tell you again. I don't like repeating myself, pet. I don't care how devoted to me you think you are. Your brain may be mine, but I need to make sure your body won't squirm for this next part. I want to make nice, clean lines on your pretty skin. Don't worry, sweetheart. I'm not going to hurt you. This isn't a punishment. It's a reward. You've been such a good little slave for me, and I've decided you're worthy of having my name carved onto you. It'll make me so happy to see it written across your chest every time I come to visit. Don't you want to make me happy? Good boy. Now, hold still. You're so lucky I decided to make you mine, pet. You could never be with a normal girl. You need someone like me, who's so happy to use you every time. You make me feel so good, and you know I care so much about you. And I crave you, and I can't live without your cock and your cum. I said, hold still. I know it stings, pet, but I only get one shot at these lines. I'm going to be looking at these forever. And I will be very displeased if you make me fuck it up. You don't want to displease me, do you? You remember what happens when you upset me? I'll do things to you that are so much worse than this knife. But the worst part is knowing how disappointed I am with you, isn't it? The goddess you try so hard to win the approval of. There's nothing worse than the knowledge that you've lost her love, is there? There we go. All done. You're not even bleeding as much as I thought you would. That's good. I'm only after one of your fluids today, pet. Do you know what my husband told me last week? He decided we're ready for a child. As if I'd ever let that sorry son of a bitch put a kid in me. I can't tell him that, of course, but I won't have to. I've been putting fertility drugs in your food for the last few days, and I'm ovulating right now. That's why I had to make sure to sneak out early this morning. I need you to be the first one to fuck me today. You've been in chastity for so long and have so much anastrozole in your system, I have no doubt that when you fill me up With all that cum, you're gonna put a baby in me, pet? I'll never bring a baby into the shed, of course. And you'll never leave these walls. It's unfortunate you'll never get to meet your child. I'll raise it with my husband, and he and the whole world along with him will believe is his. But you'll know and I'll know. What do you think of that, pet? Being my baby daddy is kind of a promotion, isn't it? Hmm. Another reward for being such a good slave. Now, let's see how that cock of yours is doing. Fuck. Look at how quickly it got hard as soon as I let it free. How long has it been? It's even more desperate to taste my pussy than your mouth was, isn't it? Oh, these balls of yours must be so sore. Does it feel better when I massage them like this? Yeah, I can see it does a bit. But there's only one thing that will make them all better, isn't there? That's okay. My poor little puppy has suffered enough. You've been so patient. Well, you don't have to wait anymore. Get down on the mattress. I don't like having to be on top, and I don't want you bleeding on me. I'll just get myself right above your cock like this. Grab my ass, pet. I may be the one on top, but you're still going to be the one doing the work. You haven't earned the right to be fucked by me today, so you'll have to fuck me yourself. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. God, I'm so fucking wet after coming on your face. Oh, and your cock is so fucking needy for my pussy after being locked up for so long. I know you've got so much cum in those aching balls. You're going to fill me up. So fuck me, pet. Fuck me. Oh, yeah. Fuck me. Keep your barking down, you little cur. Are you trying to wake up the neighbors? Or worse, my husband? Do you want us to be interrupted? You know you'll never get to fuck me again if anyone catches us. I can feel how badly you want to come. How badly you need to come inside of this pussy. Oh, yeah. You want to fill me up? Oh, you're going to empty those balls, all of the hot cum you've been storing up and plant your seed deep into my womb. Fuck. It's so fucking hard for me to stay quiet when your cock feels as good. I'm just gonna cover my own mouth, pet. I'd ordinarily tell you to do it, but you need both of those hands to grab my ass and hold me above your cock so you can rut into me from below. Oh, God, I want to hear you whimper for me, too. I'm gonna lean over you, pet. I'm gonna bury your face in my tits, and you're gonna moan into them. I'm gonna hear those pretty little moans of yours telling me exactly how much you love my pussy and how desperate you are to come inside of it. And breed me, oh, with every drop you've got. Oh yeah, that's right. Moan into your goddess's tits, slave. Fuck. 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 You're gonna come, aren't you? Huh, pet? Huh? You're gonna come? Stop. No, no. Stop. Don't pull out. Just roll over. Get on top of me. Your blood's dried, so you're gonna come in me from on top, because I don't want to waste a drop of it. I'm not letting any of it drip out of me until I know you've bred me like my good boy. Oh, the best fuck my husband could never, ever give me. Yes, that's it. Fuck me just like this. Take my fingers in your mouth and moan into my hand. Huh? I love hearing what I do to you. I love feeling the desperation in your whole body and seeing the cum-drunk hunger in your eyes. You are so close, pet. Huh? Come in me, pet. Huh? Come inside your goddess. Huh? Come inside my cunt. Give me everything. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's it. That's it. Oh, I can feel you coming. Get it deeper. All the way in. No, don't stop. Don't fucking stop. Stop. Keep fucking me. Fuck it deeper inside me. Fuck. Fuck. No. Don't you pull out. I'll just wrap my legs around you to make sure you can't. Lay down on top of me, pet. Rest your head on your goddess's tits with your cock buried inside of her and your cum deep in her womb. Huh. We're just gonna rest here for a while. Oh, I just know you got me pregnant with that load. Such a good little slave. You did just what I asked. Maybe when I go back inside, I'll even leave your cock free. Maybe.